In today's gospel, we see the beginning of Jesus Christ building his faith community. He has called Peter and Andrew and the sons of thunder, and he's going to build on that calling as he calls the other disciples. And there will be men and women who begin to follow him because they listen to what he has to say and they like it and they want to be with him. And so they follow him. And so today we see the beginning of that organization as Jesus begins his ministry in earnest. It's a fascinating story because as we continue to hear in the Gospels, these men who Jesus calls to be with him have the same issues that we have today. I want to sit next to him. No, he likes me better. No, I'm better than you are because he called me first. Sound familiar? We don't hear those stories too much, but they're there. And so Jesus continues to grow this community of his, these men and women who he travels with. And I can just imagine a conversation after the feeding of the 5,000. They're sitting down, kind of resting, and Jesus goes, "So how do you think that went? Could we have done something different? Would it have been easier if we had, you know, fill in the blank?" Or the miracle where he was at home and his friends tore his ceiling apart so they could lower the paralytic so that he could be cured. I can just see the conversation after that. Who's going to pay for that roof? And the men and women around Jesus going, "We'll take care of it. It's okay. We got it handled. We have carpenters with us." The gospel continues to talk about those things. The epistles continue to talk about those things. The Acts of the Apostles. The conversation in the First Council of Jerusalem between Peter and Paul. We're going to hang out. We're going to stay with the chosen people. We're not going to go beyond that. Jesus called us to minister to the Jews. Paul says, "No, not so much. I'm going to go out and talk to the Gentiles." And so there's no record of it, but I'm sure that Peter and Paul had several conversations and probably ended up doing rock, paper, scissors to see who would win. We know who won because we're not speaking Hebrew. But it was a complex process where men and women like you and I decided what to do with their lives as they committed to Jesus Christ. The organization grew. At one point in time, the disciples said, "We don't have time to pray and take care of all the things that we're going to do. So let's go find some men and women who can be deacons." So we have deacons. And so we have the ministries that we have in our world today. They're not new. The men and women who lived with and followed Jesus Christ were involved in those ministries, caring for the sick, feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, being involved in prayer, being involved with their faith. It's a wonderful tradition, and this community stands four square in that tradition because for a very long time, the ministries that we have had have been fulfilled by the people here. And it's been going on a long time. But it continues to grow and continues to be nurtured. How many people have only been here a year? Anybody? How many people have been here 5 years? Boy, everybody early came to the 9 o'clock Mass. How about 10 years? How many people have been here 10 years? Raise your hand so I can see them. How about 15 years? 20 years? How many people have been here 30 years? How many people have been here 50 years? I missed 40. Well, 40 is included in 50. That's how it works. That's how a community grows. If you come here in an empty church sometime and sit in the back of the church, If you listen very carefully, you can hear all of the weddings and funerals and baptisms that occurred in this chapel. Because I do it all the time. It is so nice to work in a place where you can go to church anytime you want. And so I come and I sit here and I listen. And I hear all of the things that over the years have happened here. And it nurtures me. It's a powerful feeling. You should try it sometime. So Jesus had people who committed to the ministries. We have people that commit to ministries and offer their time, their talent, and their treasure to support this community in so many different ways. And because there are more of you than there were the disciples, we have a process for that. So each parish household should have gotten an intention card and program brochure this past week. Who got them?